9:31 morning. That's the other one. So this surprise about the rain. Meredith is at a church retreat function. And so she asked me to sit in, which I'm happy to. I just got big shoes to fill and I don't think I can do it, but we'll see what happens. So first Pledge of Allegiance, however, Judas is not here. So Rachel, would you mind leading us?
Stand if you're able. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank Okay, Dave, would you mind taking the role?
Sure.
We've got Charlene is here.
Present.
Meredith absent. Jean is absent. Crystal.
Present.
Rachel.
Here.
Present. Sandy.
Here.
And myself. We have a quorum.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. Is there any public
No, there's no.
Okay. Agenda item number five, discussion items. So 5A, general meeting presentations. So this I wanted to kind of discuss about future presentations coming up. I know that we have, I think, veterans.
Of May.
And then what do we have for June? Do we have
Is having elder law. Elder law abuse or elder law something.
Dark in July. And then August, we have anything?
No, not yet. For the last time we talked, you said we wanted to talk about a little bit more.
Right.
We're dark.
July.
Recommendation question. I talked to Peter DeMarco, who is our county ledge person and our internal person, Ted Knapp, for OCCR, which we're part of the larger OCCR department. And they have a presentation they'd like to provide to OAC. And if we could do that in May, since we're talking about legislation, and then move veterans to August, would you guys be willing to do that?
He picked that month, and in my memory, he had a conflict with the other month, so I'd have to double check with him.
Is the veteran our person? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, we talked quite a while ago. We went through the calendar. That's the month we did.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be able to do the obvious.
Okay, so we would move. Eric, I have a starting.
Yeah. Listen, we can go talk to him right after this. Yeah, we have access to him.
Okay, so potentially move Eric to August and after update, or is it a
No, he'll talk through our process. I know at the last school board meeting, there were some questions, and I think it'd be good for us as well because we know what happens when it gets to them, but we don't really know what happens to it after it gets to them. And I think some of the questions at the last meeting related were asking about kind of the process as a whole. And I think it'd be good to hear directly from them once you take action to move it to our level, what we do with it, right? We package it and we send it to Ted, who is our OCCR ledge analyst. He reviews it and he'll tell you what he does when he reviews it. And then he sends it to the county folks and then what the county folks do with it. And I think that's important for you guys to hear directly because there were some things about time frames and they would be better to answer that. I can tell you that when you guys give it to us, it's just a matter of days before we can get it over to Ted. But then again, once it's out of our hands, we lose control of the process.
So what's his last
I mean, Ted Knapp. It's
name?
KNAPP.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Well,
And I think part of that too is the relationship between this committee, California Senior Legislature, and the County Legislative Services too. So I think there's more than just two parties, and there's probably more than just three parties too.
Right. So
And
the
how
Office on
we
Aging.
coordinate those efforts.
Yeah. So the Office on Aging has their own association as well. And then we have county associations that we're a part of. And then
I know I received a copy of their legislative
bulletin.
report.
Mm-hmm.
So that information would be helpful for people.
I've never even heard that there's a legislation.
You sign up for it. Yeah. You sign up for it. And you
Where?
Get a list.
Yes.
Through, well,
yeah. the county legislative site. So he can talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah.
I'll put that on the list.
Okay. So sticking with this topic, I wanted to see about how you guys felt about some other discussion topic items, perhaps somewhere, you know, aging in place programs, if there's connections with somebody that knows about an aging in place program, or still always kind of going with the information access program, like that was one of the main goals, right? Just getting information out. So I don't know, can the county contract with like social media person? I mean, it sounds stupid, but you know, like a social media person that would do digital media on Office on Aging.
So we have a communications team of two right now, and we're in the process of hiring a third.
Okay.
So if there's something in particular that you'd like us, we have a website, we have Facebook, and we have Instagram.
Okay.
The county doesn't support TikTok at this point, so that's not.
But again, an overview of the marketing outreach that's being done, where that marketing outreach gets, what are the hits that come in. We just called the 800 number and sort of got a rude awakening that it takes about 3 minutes to get connected to an actual person. If you do actually get connected, I'm sharing with Elizabeth, I have three clients who I shared this with, and all three of them said, I wasn't able to connect her, and or when I left a message, I did not get a return call.
That's important for us to know.
I understand.
We do track, the system does track, and I will tell you our average wait time is between 30 and 60 seconds to get a person.
That's from the 714 number, right?
Well, it's both. It goes to the same one.
Okay.
She timed it was 2 minutes and what?
40 seconds.
40 seconds. 40 seconds.
To get somebody.
Yeah. So when you call, it gives you options, but it sounds like it's going to some general broad, because when they said that I had to enter in my zip code to find what county I was associated with.
So you called the one.
That's promoting here is that this is your access to get.
So do you think the 800 number is statewide instead of countywide?
Well, it is a statewide number, yes.
Oh, that's.
But that part is new to me. What used to occur is that whatever area code you were calling from. So if your cell phone is 714, it automatically would go here. There was no need to put in the zip code. So that's new to me. I'm going to have to check on that. That was something that they've implemented and it changed the process.
I can't understand that because I've got a 608 area code.
Exactly. So yours would go somewhere. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's good to know. And if it is taking longer, if you use the 1-800 number, we won't promote that. Or we'll make sure the state knows. And we'll look at just the direct line.
Because there's a few prompts that we have to go through to actually get a person. But once it started connecting to a 714 number, that's when we get that 30 to 60. But prior to that, it's a 2-minute 40-second to get to there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I think now it was too long. It was kind of confusing the questions I thought they were asking.
Okay. Good to know. I'll actually
make an 800 call.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah. There you go.
And then maybe another topic is having somebody come talk about food programs. Available food programs.
Like food insecurity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And different options that are out there, whether it's
been written up in the paper quite a bit, and they noticed there's a program. I don't know if you want a presentation from them, but there's a program with who's the big food bank?
Second Harvest.
And they had a big comment. And then there was another one where they have an actual vehicle that goes to starting so far at senior centers. No, senior housing complexes, and then they're talking about maybe expanding it to senior centers, maybe. And they thought what was really good about it is there were no income requirements, and you just go to the van, and they pretty much had pretty much everything. Isn't food, not staples like tissue paper and bathroom paper and that kind of stuff.
Well, I wonder if, Joni Nichols does some sort of program.
She does delivers.
She does meals.
She delivers.
Routes.
Are you guys looking for a presentation?
Well, that's what I was looking for, information for our general meetings to kind of get us past August, which will now be the veterans, apparently. And then,
I think something on food insecurity would be good, because they were saying in Orange County, one out of 10 there was food insecurity. So it's pretty high.
I was brainstorming some ideas of what some future topics.
We had an aging in place presentation that was years ago in the housing committee. Those are very viable. Both
friends.
Thank you. Those are good.
Two suggestions.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's someone that serves on the advisory board. I'm trying to remember his name.
LaBelle
Brewer.
Yes.
And he actually runs the South County.
Right.
So I don't know if you want someone internal.
Whereas he has an offer.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's a pretty well-run organization. So, he brings in volunteers. It's like a grocery store, basically. Mm-hmm. He has grocery. He wants it to appear as though people are walking into a grocery store where they can pick the items they need. So there's aisles and there's folks working the produce and stuff. And so.
And that's just for older adults, or is it for
parents?
That's cool. Yeah. That's awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I don't know what you don't know.
Those are good suggestions. I wrote them down.
If at all, we'll talk about it. You know, I mean, that would be great.
And we're going to have to vote on votes here, so we'll come back to that.
Another option that would probably, it's not within the topics of what you're trying to present on, but another option would be Council on Aging for their long-term care. They recently reached out to us asking for an opportunity to present to a large group. That way they can disseminate their information and programs within the county.
Oh, sure.
So if you are interested, I can definitely put you in contact with that person.
Okay. Or maybe even the libraries. They have a whole bunch of different activities that they do specifically for the older adults. And we recently partnered with them. And we got some funding from the state for programming. And it's mostly intergenerational. So it's basically young, old, middle-aged coming together for various activities. So that might be something you'd like to hear.
Good ideas.
What they're seeing and kind of activities are out there, and you can definitely get you some of their flyers. They recently did a book signing where, you know, he had an author come in and he talked about his book, and then he gave a signed copy to everybody, and that was very well received. And then after there's a little reception so that, you know, everybody can kind of mingle. Yeah.
And then before we continue, I just noticed that on the agenda, we somehow dropped the Office on Aging update.
We dropped it. But if you have something you want to share, please.
I do have something. Sure. I do, but would you like me to hold off until the announcements?
Or... Yeah, let's put it in announcements.
Okay.
So we're not
jumping around
any standards. Okay, so moving on to B, the InfoBlast discussion. I think this is going to be a new name for the recap, right? Is InfoBlast, and that's going to happen after any general meeting where there's education presentation.
Presentation.
Okay. Crystal, I did have a clarification. When I read the email, it said that the information, the blast would be sent from Office on Aging to city contacts.
Yes.
Let's see, it was the PIOs and each city. So then that removes our responsibility as commissioners to represent the commission with this information.
I don't think it I don't think it removes the responsibility. I think it's designed to make it so that it's one easier step. So then you still have your responsibility, your hopefully your drive to mm-hmm. go out and continue advocating the way you have been. But this now draws in the city council, city managers more. So okay. because not everyone is elected, right? So I can give my own info blast right. during my council meetings. And then at my direction, city staff puts my comments or any flyer on our website or puts in our e-blast. This would bypass that, meaning not bypass, by that word. This will help assist to get that information out in the event that somebody is not an elected official and give that direction.
But just to streamline the process, but you also could send the info blast to anybody at the senior center that you might know so they get it directly. Right. We're going to send it to the PIO. It doesn't necessarily mean that the PIO is going to use it in a newsletter. So we still want you to have those contacts.
PIO?
Yeah, Public Information Officer.
Oh, I was going to ask too. What is that?
Okay.
Again, I would want to, as a
you're going
to
get a copy of that.
And my responsibility, and we've talked about this, I guess, at the goal level is each of us has a couple of senior centers to interface with.
Right.
I want to directly send that to the director. And then if I'm also committed enough, I will attend the community's senior commission meeting and I will present that information as my off agenda. I can't seem to get the city to allow it to be on, you know, an OAC presentation to be on the agenda. So I end up doing public comments.
Yeah.
Which is also very much, I think, counterproductive, but okay. So, but it is important that each of us do. And
yeah, so you will still get the info blast. It will just make sure it gets to anybody in the county, like the Board of Supervisors and the city PIOs, and then what they do with it.
So that's the part I think Charlene is, how do we know what the PIO does with it? Maybe it's just in their office.
You don't, but it would give you a talking point too.
So no, but that's why I'm saying it's good that we did it and you can still take it to your center.
And that as long as I know that it's going to be the process, I will, you know, I will call both of those people up in my city.
Well, you can call up your city council.
Yes, and say, look, this is coming. This is something new. It's coming from the Office on Aging, supported with the commission, and they will be aware of it instead of just moving it along somewhere else.
And then you can say, as a representative, I'd really appreciate if this would be, you know, part of one of the, you know, chair reports or, mm-hmm. or council reports or just a public comment report. Because each city manager has a section on the agenda where they give informational updates. And so you could ask, you know, your city manager, hey, would you mind please reiterating what you've got?
Perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure.
I love this because this is one of the things that, you know, I feel other cities were lacking, whether they do it or not, who knows? But there's such a group of people that it's going to be able to touch and reach mm-hmm. that may not be the older adult themselves, but somewhere along the line, they're going to be like, wait, I remember hearing something like that. My mom or my aunt or my neighbor's having a hard time, you know? So it's just, mm-hmm. in my opinion, more access, more accessibility, more familiarity. So that's the info blast. And then fast facts discussion. This will be the fast facts will be some of those metrics and whatnot that will be included in our agenda
mm-hmm.
packets. Yeah. So that
along with how many calls came in.
That's included.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So really appreciate counting.
Understanding how where the successes are.
Yeah. So that's fantastic. So thank you guys for that. I know it's a learning process, and it's also, you know, a growing and a shrinking and a growing and what works, what doesn't work. But we're on the right path. I feel like it's a forward progression and everybody's got the same goals in mind, and you know, we're going to get there. So that's good. Okay. So six action items for the 2024 OAC goals. Does anyone have any other comments on number five? Sorry. Agenda five. Okay, so 6A, sorry, the 2024 OAC goals. Recommendation is discuss and recommend presenting the 2024 OAC goals to the full Orange County OAC Commission, and I'm going to ask Rachel to speak to this.
Well, fortunately, some of what we've accomplished in the last 60 days has been very much the topic of the ad hoc committee. Our next meeting is next Friday. We're back to supporting the major goals from the Board of Supervisors: aging in place, information access, and transportation access programs. And all of this sort of revolves around this whole communication out to the community at large. So that the revision of the flyer about the OC resource, the revision on this, the info blast that's going to come out and be available, all of those are moving pieces that support those three goals. So I think we can finalize and maybe for June be on the agenda to present those goals and some tactics, some of which we're already doing, which is kind of nice, but sort of on a two-year cycle and not necessarily because we changed the bylaws. So looking at those bylaws, how do we create goals? Am I off track?
So is it three goals? Transportation?
Aging in place, information access, transportation, and the supervisors added expand caregiver options as one of their focuses. But we as a committee did not feel that we had any input on, you know, how the state might redefine training programs, et cetera. But again, the other three really are all around information out into the community. And that seems to be, you know, where the biggest thing is. Like I said, I gave the 800 number to two ladies in my Mahjong group who were having problems for their parents, didn't know where to turn, showed them the app, shared the 800 number, and then one was, I need services now, I'm in need and I can't pay my electricity bill. And she's the one who hasn't gotten a return call.
So if you give me her phone number or her name, I can check.
I will just pass you one. Yeah, because
we tried one every
sister of clients, so I need to reach back out to that. But is that acceptable? You're looking at me, Charlotte.
I'm looking at you because when you sent the email recap, it was so simple and it was so clear. After going through a couple of master plan and losing, being lost in all of the verbiage, that was
yes.
Yes, it was so good. So I thank you and that just made it crystal clear.
Okay.
Who we are and where we're going.
So we need to what should happen, because it's an action item, is we should make a motion could be made to accept those three goals as the goals for the forward momentum that would get presented to the general board. Thank you.
So we need to make a motion to accept the three goals going forward for 2024.
I'd go 24, 25.
24, 25.
Do I have a second? I have a first and a second. All in favor? Do you want to do a roll call?
So is that going to be presented and voted on
by the full committee? And do we want to try to add that into the May agenda?
Yes, I would add that into the May agenda.
Okay. Then I'll sit on my other three committee members and we'll get them.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then for 6B legislative bills, this is something kind of continuation of the general meeting. You know, John Winter had mentioned specifically, I think it was SB 1249 that he was really concerned about. That's the one that deals with local control being removed from the local area agency on aging. And so I printed out the actual bill text for SB 1249. I don't know if because of the legislative discussion that'll happen next week, I feel we as a board could still kind of discuss this and say that, you know, we're recommending the full board request support or opposition, whatever you guys decide. But if we don't do it now, then we can't do it then.
Correct.
So that's
you can do it then at the full board meeting if you decide just to put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you be able to do it?
Because I thought the process was that the executive board was going to determine which bills to bring forward.
No, you can do that, but I don't think the bylaws require that.
Okay.
So you can take it to the full board and decide there.
Okay.
If you want to put it on the agenda.
I kind of like the idea of us recommending.
Yeah. There's nothing that prohibits you from doing that, but it's not a requirement.
At least for this one, and then maybe this sets a precedent, and going forward, mm-hmm. we can actually have a section of, you know, different bills are coming up, and once we learn more about the process from Ted, Mr. Knapp, then, you know, we can kind of change it that way. But for today, with item 6B, if you like, I'm happy to read the text of this, or if everyone feels pretty confident, you let me know what you guys want.
Well, unfortunately, I did not finish the meeting last month. I got the stomach flu at the meeting. I'm not here that anybody else got as sick as I did. But
the SB 37, okay, I also had SB 1249, but I have that.
I'd like to see what you printed, is what I tried to say, Crystal.
Okay, so we didn't have to name which bills we were bringing today, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. So first let's start with the SB 1249, which is an act to amend section 9000 of and to add section 9103.52, and then to repeal and add sections 9001 and 9002 of the Welfare Institutions Code relating to older adults. And basically what this is saying is that existing law, the Mello-Granlund Older Californians Act, establishes the California Department of Aging and the California Health and Human Services Agency sets forth its mission to provide leadership to the area agencies on aging in developing systems of home and community-based services that maintain individuals in their homes or the least restrictive home-like environments. Existing law requires the department to designate various private, nonprofit, or public agencies as area agencies on aging to work within a planning and service area and provide a broad array of social and nutritional services. Existing law includes various findings and declarations relating to the purpose of the act. This bill would update and revise those legislative findings and declarations, including recognizing the state's major demographic shift towards older, more diverse population, and declaring the intent to reform provisions of the act related to various functions of the area agency on aging. The bill within specified time periods would require the department to take various actions to reform the act, including giving counties the option to petition the department to assume control of the area agency on aging that serves the local jurisdiction, developing core programs and services, and developing a statewide public awareness engagement strategy. The bill would authorize the department to enter into exclusive or non-exclusive contracts as specified for purposes of implementing the act, to implement, interpret, and make specific that authority by means of information notices, provider bulletins, or other similar. So basically, the section 9001 of the Welfare Institution Code is repealed and replaced with a whole bunch of stuff like this. It says this division shall be known and may be cited as the Mello-Granlund Older California Act that reflects policy mandates and directives of the Older Americans Act of 1965 as amended and sets forth the state's commitment to older adults, people with disabilities, and family caregivers served by the programs administered by the California Department of Aging. So there's some redefined words that encompass a whole group, large demographic group mm-hmm. of people. And then also it's going to make sure that the area agencies on aging stay locally controlled versus the state dictating. It's my understanding of the vote. And if that's not correct, somebody please correct me. So we can put a pin in that if we're not sure, and we can ask Ted to give more specifics on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can. Can you give me a list of bills you'd like him to provide?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Just an update on whether the county is supporting or taking any position.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be easier.
Yeah. Okay. So I will give you that. Okay. This is one of them for sure. Okay. And then SB 37. John mentioned this one too, and that's the Older Adults and Adults with Disabilities Housing Stability Act provides funding for housing choice vouchers to help individuals and families experiencing homelessness to remain stably housed and access affordable housing. That's the summary of this, and this is what John gave us at the meeting.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know.
Is there money attached to that?
I don't know. I was hoping John was. My life, John was part of executive.
He used to be.
Former chair.
Yeah, see, we need really a legislative analyst.
It's true as well.
Yeah.
It's former chair.
So I don't know if I'd like to be able to recommend these, but I don't know enough about them to be able to make a recommendation. I think what's best is perhaps that we do spend some time.
I think part of the process is not only what we recommend, but how we understand how the process works.
Yeah, yes.
So I think having this been out there is going to be very helpful.
And certainly those two pieces of legislation circle back to the goals we just talked about.
Right. And John just sent out a more recent update in regards to the newsletter. And in that newsletter, he's got bills that are based on the five goals.
The few that are most important to you. So he, I don't know that Ted could go through a whole list, but if you could pick maybe like the top three you'd like him to be able to report out on, I think we can make that happen.
Okay.
Well, see, there's the top 10 list that we started with originally by California Senior Legislature. And unfortunately, this year there was only one of those proposals that was picked up. My bill was not picked up.
Is that this one that was picked up?
No, I had one on confidential marriage. Elder abuse and confidential marriage. So that was an interesting process.
Which is a new scam happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But those two bills particularly, again, circle back to goals that we're talking about, right? Particularly trying to keep focus in and control in the county as opposed to adding another layer of bureaucracy up to the state. And as changes are made to definitions of housing stability and how they might ultimately be funded and what the county is doing in the way of either supporting or not supporting would be interesting.
And some of it might be, at this point we're neutral because there isn't funding tied to one of the bills at this point, and that could change. So I don't know the answer to that right off the top of my head. So if you could give me a couple of bills, I can make sure that everyone's prepared. But if we don't give them to him in advance, it'd be hard to ask him to provide that slight level of input. Yeah.
No, I will. I'll give you a list of as they relate to the new.
So first of all, as we circle back in that regard here, having an action item on legislative bills in this committee every month that then gets fed to the county for at least a comment, right, could be helpful.
Absolutely. I like meeting them.
So for this action item, are we actually no action? Okay.
Okay, chair report. Meredith sent me just a little blurb. She met with Supervisor Wagner and his chief of staff, and they are going to do a proclamation in May at the board meeting for Older Americans Month. So, oh, you were there too, weren't you?
I was there
yeah.
too.
May 7th.
May 7th, Board of Supervisors meeting will include a before the meeting actually starts, right?
It's May 30th.
Yeah. Yes. An acknowledgement that May is the older adults.
And then Meredith will say you weren't.
And Meredith will say
very nice. Good.
And
everybody's invited.
Yes. So it's on my calendar, but I believe that she asked Wagner sounds personal,
yeah.
So I forget to be more formal. A proclamation honoring Jean and
that's right.
Elaine for their service and leadership on this committee.
On that day as well?
I haven't heard that, but
I can confirm.
I don't know that it got finalized, but she asked for that as well.
Is she going to follow up or do you want me to?
I think there is a response.
Okay.
I think Tara said that they could do it that same day.
Could not.
I can actually find it really fascinating. Let's see if I can do this really fast. Thanks. Let me see. Yeah, here it is. Chairman Wagner will do the Older Americans Fund presentation for May 7th board meeting. Please work with Ian. Thought she answered.
What are you guys looking for a proclamation for? Because they're still on the committee. Is it?
No, I think we're just recognizing.
As chair.
Both of them were chairs.
And John as well.
Oh, John.
That's never been. So maybe instead of at a board supervisors meeting, if we had those proclamations, acknowledging that we could do it
in a meeting. That's normally what we do for those things because they would be doing, if they do for one, they kind of have to do for all. There's 82 commissions.
Yeah.
So they tend to shy away from that. But obviously, Supervisor Wagner can do best wishes.
Well, maybe he could send one of his staff members to present, like Pat or something.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Okay. So John
Pointer, Elaine Genoway, and Junior.
And is it just for serving as chair or serving on the committee for so long?
Serving as chair and on the committee.
Yeah. Okay, and then also under chair report, Meredith and I are taking a vacation. Meredith and I are being sent to the C4A conference. We are looking forward to it and got the agenda. We're going to have to conquer in Dubai, which would be great. But really looking forward to that. That's San Jose. We fly out. Thank you to Kelly and your staff for setting it all up and making sure we have everything. And we fly out Tuesday afternoon, and then it starts Wednesday morning, and we fly home Friday. So really can't wait to.
Claudia will be there as well.
Tell you guys, all the information and connections that we make and really looking forward to that. So
if there is a line on the agenda and you can't make a specific breakout and you really want, make sure you let Claudia know.
Okay.
Because she could definitely try to make that one and or get the information.
Is she flying out at the same time?
I don't know if it's Tuesday. I'm not sure what her flight schedule is, but she'll be there for the entire conference.
Yeah. But I have her email, and I know it's on the bottom.
She's out of town until Monday, so I know we can't reach her, but I can definitely look up her itinerary if you're interested.
Well, I'd see her numbers, like text. So, I could text her and say, that would be good, because then that way,
I'll send it to you.
Because between the three of us, we should be able to get a lot done. So, and I can't wait. So, because I can bring this back on a bigger platform too. You know what I mean? So, I'm excited. And I really appreciate you guys allowing us to go. So agenda item 8, commission member announcements. Does anybody have anything that you are taking on to? Sam?
Okay, one of these. So the city of Irvine is going to add me to their wall of recognition. The presentation is on June 11th. The wall of recognition is actually at Bill Barber Stadium. along the wall outside. So you don't have to go all the way into City Hall to look at it.
But what time, graduation?
It's the city council meeting on June 11th.
Before?
Yeah, I think it's like 5 o'clock. I haven't paid a lot of attention, Renee. I put it in my calendar.
You better be there.
I'll be here. It's on my calendar. Welcome someone from my office being there to take some pictures.
Oh,
our newsletter committee or I got flags or whatever.
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, that
follows us. Okay. I can give you the information, or I'll send it to Elizabeth, but
perfect.
When I land again. And then I just have one question. Elizabeth, you sent out a notice that we had a resignation from the board, Barbara
Sandaba.
Yes. Don't we have to acknowledge that?
What do you mean acknowledge?
Well, I thought when we had other people who resigned that we had to.
She just.
It's automatic based on the bylaws. Of course, some of them. Did she resign, or was it
she hadn't used build up her packet yet.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Well, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
So it was.
She sent her resignation.
Okay.
So she can't. She went at this time. Yeah. But we did let her know that she's more than welcome to apply whenever she's able to go.
Yeah. But on the. On that issue, two people that I brought in, both, don't take this the wrong way. Some of us aren't very computer literate. You guys have a whole office and staff and real equipment. They had difficulties filling out the application online. They called me several times. Barbara was trying to do it on her phone, which I said, I don't know how you could possibly do it on your phone. And then her husband got sick. And he has stomach cancer. So it was like the whole thing was just like, I don't need this right now.
Yeah.
Lynette, she and I walked through it, tried to do it together, and I think she got hers all completed. But it's difficult for some of us. We didn't grow up with all this technology. You just have to sign the form and then scan it back. And for some people, like me with my Apple computer, I always have problems with everything. So. And as I expressed to Elizabeth, one of the reports she sent me, all the numbers on the bottom don't print. So I called Lynette and she explained it to me that I have to right click or double click. I have to highlight it. That's stuff I don't know. So I'm working on it all by myself. So I'm trying to say is we're going to help everybody with this application now that it's electronically done. So we did it the old fashioned way on paper and wrote it out. So we're not in the loop knowing that this is more difficult for some people.
Yeah.
And some people don't have all the equipment at their house.
Right.
And they fill it.
We don't do it by hand. It's all electronically done now.
But you can fill it out by hand and scan the document.
So. I'm just telling you what they told me.
Yeah.
That's all.
We would take a paper copy if
you
want to print
it out and
complete
it.
Yeah.
And that's what I told.
So it's not ideal, but of course we have options.
And that's what I told Barbara before she found her husband sick. I said, well, just talk to Elizabeth and I bet you could get the paperwork at the next meeting and fill it out, hand it to her then. She said, but they're putting pressure on me to hurry up and get it done, which I understand you have to do that. But I think with the culmination, she found her husband's stomach cancer. She's like, I don't need this right now.
And we'll try to, if they need assistance.
Yeah. So I just think we have to be able
to let us know. Like,
I
have trouble printing. And I need help, or
I think they're embarrassed to call you guys and say, I don't know how to do it.
Will you help us spread the word that we will take a paper copy?
Okay.
Paper copies during our meetings.
That would be good. And did we add to our sheet when people come to visit?
Yeah, so that was when my announcement. Sorry, went over all of my
announcements. I'll let you do that later. And then the other thing I wanted to say was I had an idea. So instead of just asking our people to go to their senior centers. If we ask them a question each month. So for example, this month, I would ask, what does your center offer for transportation? Because that's one of our key issues right now, right? Now you come back and give me something specific. I mean, it's cute when they talk about the art programs and stuff, but I don't really care about the art. And then the next month I would say, does your center offer everybody's a different name. Senior advisory board, whatever they call it. And if they do, have you attended any of the meetings? And what do they talk about at the meetings? You'll find a lot when you go to the senior advisory board meeting. Not all centers have them, but most of them do.
So you're saying he is the liaison, would go to the senior center and ask them the question, what do you have for transportation?
First, I would encourage you to go on their website. So you're a little bit knowledgeable before you go in and ask them 85 questions that you could have answered yourself. But once you go on the website and look at what they have, you might say, well, I see your taxi program only goes from here to here. Is that correct? Or something like that.
And I like this, but help me understand, like, how is that going to assist getting the information out? So,
well, that's another whole thing. But where I came from with this is both the new people I brought in asked me over and over, what am I doing at the senior center? It was very confusing for them. So I was saying, well, what you learn at the meeting, you're taking to the center. And they're like, yeah, but what else? And that's when I realized, okay, they didn't even think, and I didn't think to tell them, go look on the website to see what they have to offer. That's what your first place should be before you even go.
So you're saying, use it as like, okay, well, I see you don't have a lot, you know, did you know about Cal Access? Are you saying that they should use it as a tool to be able to help the senior director understand what's out there?
Well, I think when you come back to our big meeting, and then you talk about your program, and Gene talks about his mobility program, you're going to see huge differences. And it goes back to the supervisor saying their big issue was transportation. So I don't know what's a good way to bring that to them, and should we, how we do that part. I haven't figured that out yet. But I think it's good to ask our people to have something specific that they're looking for rather than just bringing papers.
And if you just remember that the supervisors can't dictate cities do when it comes
exactly.
to transportation that the city is providing. We can the incorporated areas.
Right. But I think the supervisors aren't aware of
right.
what each city is offering, which I think would be good for them to know.
Well, so that's the full circle.
Right. So to answer your question, I don't know if we want to keep track of it or how we want to do this, but.
Well, you're also dependent on if the supervisors send a representative to everyone.
True.
But those are, it's a good tool, information gathering tool to share amongst everybody in case there is somebody that says, well, you know, my director knows that director and they should talk, you know.
Exactly.
But also, yeah, making sure that the supervisors are aware that in their particular district, perhaps there's a senior center that's not savvy on the programs for some, you know, they just turn off their emails or something.
Well, I was just
not saying the county isn't. Actively sending them, but you never
just at the OCTA meeting for special needs transportation, they don't call it that anymore. And that includes seniors. And they brought up that the taxi program is X dollars given to them, and they match X dollars. And if they do not spend the dollars by a certain time frame, not only do they have to pay it back, they have to pay an interest, like a penalty. And there were several cities that he said, because of COVID, didn't use their funding because people were taking the taxi because there was nowhere to go. So now they're in a quandary. They all have this extra money that's sitting there. So he said they extended their time frame. So it's just some interesting information for you to know that each city, the programs are so different.
Yeah.
Transportation.
We do.
And indeed, the goal committee, we made one of our coordinating the access to medical emergency fitness, senior centers, and family programs was trying to quantify that. How do we quantify that by city? And to my board and my committee members was, oh my God, I don't think we can ever get that information formally coordinated properly. But when we talk about transportation access, that's really just understanding that Tustin goes as far as XYZ city lines, and Irvine only goes from here to here to here. And Lake Forest is now doing the whole region. And
the city doesn't want to use their dollars in another city.
We certainly understand that.
And ours in Lake Forest is just drastically expanded because she's sitting on a whole bunch of money now for COVID. So we had very little. You could just go in Lake Forest and the two hospitals and two medical clinics.
Yep.
Now they're going to go to John Wayne and all over the place. So just fabulous. But I think it's educational for each of us to know what our center has to offer. I do think somehow it should be shared with the supervisors, but I don't know how we do that because I don't know if we want to keep track of it all. It's a lot of work.
you put the question on paper and have the coordinator from Senior Center respond to that. And we bring
no,
it back,
you don't
share that information, and then turn in that answer sheet. So
yeah.
Well, the Office on Aging has all that information. It's a way of gathering the information.
So you could use it as one of your outreach priorities, is compiling the list,
right,
providing it to the Office on Aging, and we can incorporate it into our INA call center database.
Oh, that's a good one.
So that,
that would
you're
be
gathering information,
then,
and sharing it with committee, which you also
yeah.
share it with Office on Aging.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
And the coordinator may not want to fill it out, but you can ask the question and then fill it out in writing. And then that is a resource document.
One of the tasks they gave us at the advisory board is each of us to go to one other senior center. I went to almost, well, we had like five to go to, and I went to four. And you should see the variations. Every center you go to is just completely different. And it's an eye-opener. She gave us, the director gave us a list of questions and told them ahead of time we were coming with our questions. And we met with them in person. I mean, we even went into their budget and everything. They were very open because they said it's public information.
But isn't that information available, or shouldn't it be available in each city's senior center newsletter? There's a section just on transportation. How clear that is or understandable that is for the user may be different, but the programs should be listed in each senior center on their newsletter.
I think ours is.
Yeah,
I know that Irvine, in their connection,
right,
their quarterly, they do have how you get connected and what is available to them. And the other three centers I've been in all have flyers posted on a wall.
Right.
But to understand that as a user at the
yeah.
lowest common denominator is very challenging. Very challenging.
That's why when we have new people at our center, we always take them to our quarterly newsletter, because people have no idea. We used to mail it out, but we don't have the money for it.
So, well, then I guess to answer your question, wouldn't that be simple if each of us are assigned to a senior center and we go and get the newsletter and we look there first and say, okay, they don't have the information here. That's first an issue. They have it. So let's see how we can coordinate. Because I like you, you had said something in your grid that said produce something.
Right.
And have a list of transportation available throughout the county.
Right.
Yes, please. That would be interesting.
It would be interesting.
Very enlightening.
But we would have to, if we got the information, we would then have to depend on staff to pull that together for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
You know, I think we could work together on that. Like I said, it would be part of our INA call center, which some of it is likely already there,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it's not updated and maybe it's
right.
not. I think it's not
updated very often.
Would it be possible? It's only updated if they submit a request
right.
to update. So
exactly.
We rely on the individual cities to try to find us if something's changed.
Would it be possible to provide those questions to staff, and you guys could put that in the agenda as a discussion item?
Sure.
Questions
yeah.
that came from your
CTA meeting.
Yeah. Could she provide the questions to Elizabeth to put in for our May meeting under discussion topic about doing this, where everybody, if they want, hopefully they all do, it's not mandatory, but I could take my list of
mm-hmm.
questions, and then I could go to my senior centers, like you said, or look on the website or whatever, and compile this data, and then I could give it back to you guys and say, this is what Orange Senior Center, Friendly Center
right.
say.
Probably more of an action item instead of discussion, though, if you want to take
okay.
the initiative.
Well, yes.
Everybody's going to go to the senior centers that they represent and provide this information by X date to the Office on Aging so they can compile a master list.
I think what Sandy had. Just one question per visit.
Yeah,
you know, just
that's to get us started is what
yeah,
I was thinking, because they kept asking me, well, what am I doing when I go to the senior center?
Right. Well, but that could be left up to the individual, right? If
mm-hmm.
I feel comfortable asking three questions, I can ask three. I don't think there's a limit on
only ask one or ask all five different, but if we could provide the available questions or the genre of questions, some may not apply, right? Who knows?
Or maybe you can come up with a template like city, like, you know, transportation, hours, cost, boundaries.
That would be
good. And everybody comes back with the same information because you might only get two fields from them now. Then I have five over here. It could be more consistent. You'd probably have a better result.
Yeah. And then when people call here, you would have the information. That would be fabulous.
So if we can make that as a discussion slash action, so we can tell the general meeting, this is the idea. Here is the list of questions. Take one, take three, take four, but please go to, and also, to be honest with you, I think some people don't go to senior centers.
No, they don't.
Because they're like, well, I don't know what to say. That would be a good icebreaker, too.
Exactly.
So,
for those that don't want to go, like you said, most of it is probably on their website, or they could get the information with a phone call.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get from the link that Ambassador, Senior Senator Ambassador form that she had originally when this program started. And she had a form just saying this is what the senior ambassador should be doing and how to communicate. And I'm trying to get that.
I don't remember senior, but
it was probably 3-4 years
ago. Okay, before my
time. But that was a good lead and a good instruction sheet.
So help me understand the workflow of the question, right? So you're going to create the question, send it to me.
So she has a list of questions.
I do. And I'll get you the list from the city, and then we can just pick and choose. I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Okay, just pick like five.
Okay.
Just pick like five that you think are applicable to the goals.
Right.
Just send them to Elizabeth. And then it would be an extra sheet that people could have in their agenda. And then during that agenda item, we'll explain what the process is.
So you want them to have the information ready for the main meeting? Or are you wanting to present this new?
We're just going to talk about it because they wouldn't be ready by May. There's no.
Okay, so we're going to have it as a discussion action right now that,
you know,
moving forward, here's a couple of questions that we would like for you to go to the senior center, ask and provide us back with this information.
Correct.
Okay, so at the meeting, I will have the copies ready to distribute.
Right, and I think Dave had a good point. She called it ambassador.
Yeah,
I like that. That's nice.
So, ambassador questions, is that what you want to call it?
I think it was classified as an ambassador program.
And Dave, I know you asked me last meeting to go through our folders for that ambassador. I could not find it. And I had additional staff to go there and,
I think Elaine's going to be the key. Okay. I might have it in my files, but I've got to go through mine too. See if I can find at least the hard copy, and I can share that.
Okay, we can definitely, recreate it.
I'll go home and I'll get on that.
Okay.
And I just think it'd be good for us.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
And very knowledgeable about our centers and have a purpose when you go there.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, and then you had an update too, right?
So we kind of went through the updates that I had for you guys. Older Americans Month is in May. So Office on Aging has partnered with OC Public Libraries, as Renee mentioned, to provide a series of free events throughout the county. So we have a collaborative paint programs, and I have some flyers to share with you. And if you want to take a couple extra ones, and the other program, so the collaborative paint program is with the older adults and the non-older adult, and they work together to make a painting. And then the senior get-together is another program. And this event here has tribute games, food demonstration, adult crafts, opportunity to engage with the community partners, such as Cal Optima, OC Animal Care Scan, Meals on Wheels, and other partners. And for more information, you can go to the OC Public Library. And one of the things I was thinking of sending to all the BOAC committee as an information and kind of like our info blast, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is next week. I think it would be useful for them to have it available. So that was one of the
Oh, and then just as an FYI, we will be tabling a booth for the senior get together. So we will be there person as well.
So Elizabeth, yes. Do you have any idea how the senior centers or the locations or the libraries rather were determined?
It's countywide. So I don't know the behind the scenes on how they determined which centers they were going to be at. We were not asked.
and then
we found out when we got the letter.
And so that seniors would have to have access to get to these
transportation.
Yeah. Okay. Just potential.
And then my other update was we put back the feedback on request for dismissal letter, and that has been dropped into just soften the message a little bit. So that's been reviewed, approved, and it's ready if we do have any other members that, you know, are at risk of dismissal, they will have that letter. And then another update, okay, going back to Sandy, we do have a sign-in sheet with, so you requested for a sign-in sheet to have a check box for guests who are interested in becoming members. So we do have that ready, and if, you know, you haven't had the time to look that up, and we did talk to Meredith about the workflow. So Office on Aging will take the lead on sending the first initial email to those interested guests. And we will have just general information on where to go on our website. So the email will include like a thank you for your interest, a link to the OA website, a note advising them that someone from the executive team, not sure exactly who, will be reaching out to them. And when I do send out that email, I will CC the executive team. That way you guys are aware, and you know if you can do your outreach as fantastic.
Good.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. And those were all my updates. We covered the info blast, fast facts, older Americans. That's it for me.
Thank you.
Just an update. Elizabeth and I have been working on the service hour sheet, and what we are planning on doing is modifying the sheet a little bit with actually instructions, and that will be printed on color paper to get people's attractions. We're getting close to the final document. I think she handed me one today, and I've got some questions on it, but by the next meeting we'll have that available. So that will be
awesome. And it even says 2024.
But by the time it's right.
Don't say that.
And please don't put it on yellow paper, which I've now come
to.
With Medi-Cal.
Is there a yellow?
Yes.
We were going to use yellow ink on yellow paper. So great. Well, we already have another color picked up.
Yeah, you want blue? I'll try to find a blue. Okay, we have light blue.
Light blue. Okay. So we'll have that. And then what I would like to do is, once I get all the numbers together for 2024, is to present a report in regards to all this. I don't think we've ever done that. And those hours are impressive.
They are impressive, and they are important to get to share with the supervisors.
And I think that might help encourage others to
volunteer hours into the senior community happens from this group.
So maybe America can include that in her comments during Older Americans Month recognition.
Oh, good idea.
But we don't have that figure quite yet.
We've got the figures from previous years. I'm just finishing up 2023.
So you're planning on reporting this to who?
To the committee. It's on record.
Oh, okay.
Just get something on record. I don't know if anyone can help staff and putting PowerPoint together. That's one of my weaknesses. Yeah. Is putting PowerPoint together. But we can discuss that.
Yeah.
Later. Okay. But there will be timely timesheets available.
No. Okay, anybody else have any other comments? Okay, well, I appreciate you guys letting me stand in.
Okay. We're
a great team. I appreciate county help and I appreciate all you guys. So with that, I will follow the meeting adjourned at 10:36.